Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man LC and the bread man, holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us live and direct at 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. We thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. And we'd like to, I guess, dedicate this show to all the individuals that were injured in the circus accident that happened earlier this week. So our hearts and prayers go out to all of those individuals, that they recover quickly and kind of get back on their feet. And if I know circus individuals or people that participate in the circus, this won't hold them back, that they'll get right back and continue to do what they do, and that's perform and entertain us. So join us giving your special prayer to them. Well, again, it's great to be back on the air. Yes, direct on the show, LC and Jack Radio Show. Make sure you check us out. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and also email, lcandjack@gmail.com. And hit us up with your feedback, specific guests that you like, or topics that you like to talk about. We are open and ready for your feedback. Been a great week. A lot of really good things going on. I'm a big sports buff, as you know, for all those steady, regular listeners. So, you know, of course we have baseball, which is kind of in full swing. The NBA playoffs. And now football's back in a big way with the NFL draft. I had actually a chance to go down to Radio City for a little bit. And the atmosphere was nuts in a good way. People very excited. It's always a great time when you hear about all the new rookies and who's going to pick up one or who's going to trade to move up to get that new impact player for your team, whoever you root for. In my case, the Cowboys. The Breadman, of course, he's a St. Louis Rams guy. So whoever you root for, there is someone special that's going to land on your team. You may not be the guy that you want them to pick, but they're going to pick who they feel is going to impact the organization. So it's really a great time. Today, I believe the third, fourth, actually the completion of the draft will be today, which will be 3 all the way up to 7. So it's a long day. And I'm sure there'll be some big news, because there are, you know, it's been big news for the last couple days here regarding the draft. So keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully your team will do well. Time will tell. You know, usually on these new players, you're not going to know how well they're going to perform 2-3 years out. I mean, some of them, if you're lucky, first year they'll make an impact, but that's rare. Depending on the team, the situation, all the ingredients, it may take them some time. So we'll see. We'll see how my team, the Cowboys, came out and drafted an offensive tackle on the first get-go. I wasn't excited about that, but we'll see. There's still some more time left in the draft. We need defense, as everybody knows. So I'm hoping that we're able to get some impact players that are going to help us stop somebody. We put up plenty of points. Question is, can we stop the other team? So we'll see. We'll see how we make out. That's the only thing that's slowing us down from getting to that big Super Bowl dance. But enough about the NFL. I'd like to talk a little bit about the staple of African-American culture. I guess going way back, I want to say in the 60s. And if you don't know what I'm talking about Jet Magazine. Big, big, big news. A little bit earlier this week, Jet Magazine will no longer be on the newsstands. I mean, that's unheard of. For Jet Magazine, which, growing up, that was on the table. Had a chance to, and that was a way, especially during the 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 90s, of getting that information. Besides TV, there was really no internet during those times, so you're able to get all the information, specifically African American history or information, via Jet Magazine. So I tell you, man, the technology's changed. Everyone knows, or it's been out there, new newspapers no longer are selling like they used to. Same thing as magazines. And so they're not generating enough revenue. But everyone is, we're in that information age. We gobble up information so rapidly. So, you know, you print this magazine or newspaper, and it's already old news because everybody goes to the net for up-to-the-minute news. And so the internet has really changed the way we communicate, the way we get our information. It's just changed everything. Social media is just a platform now where you can get just about any information that you need. So it is, the good news is, Jet Magazine will be alive and well. They're actually coming up with an app. I believe the app is available. I haven't checked it yet. So you'll be able to go and download the app and get the Jet Digital subscription. So I'm glad it's still going to be around. I'm very excited that it will continue, and they will continue to inform us on what's happening in the African-American community. Jet Magazine, wow. I tell you, man, just so many different things that you think about growing up, that where you, whether it's information, whether it's certain products, whether it's just the way you communicate, had an impact on a African American community. You know, every barbershop, just about go to anybody's house, Jet Magazine's laying there on the table. So it's just, wow. It just continues when you think that things have changed. They've really, every time there's something new that pops up, this is wow. everything's just changing. So hopefully, I think, you know, hopefully it is for the better. And the important thing is it's they are still going to be writing articles. They still have, I don't know, I guess they'll still have the beauty of the week. Some beautiful, beautiful women for the beauty of the week. So, and that was probably my favorite page in the magazine, besides the cover, the beauty of the week. So, let us know your thoughts on Ebony, how that's impacted your life, as you know, for some of us that are old enough to remember that, and you don't have to be that old, because Ebony's been out there up until this month. This will be the last publication for May. May will be the last month of publications via print, that is. And starting June, you will be able to get all your information via the web, digital, as they say now. So, hey, it is the way of the world. It is the way things are changing. And I'm happy to say that they're going to continue. So we'll see. Big, big news coming down here the last, I want to say 48 hours. I'm sure you're aware of it by now. By the time you listen, if you're not listening live, by the time you listen to this podcast, is we may have our first hip-hop billionaire. Yes, hip-hop billionaire. Going back, and man, I'll tell you, for those that love hip-hop and, you know, at least, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s, say even the 60s, would you ever think there'd be a hip-hop billionaire? No one thought, or at least those haters out there, thought hip-hop would be around a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10, 20, 30 years. And now a hip-hop billionaire? I love it. Hip-hop is here to stay. And if you don't know by now whom I'm talking about, which you should, if you don't, okay, that's all right. You know, the news is still pretty fresh. It is not official news yet, but it looks like it's just about the dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Dr. Dre, yes, from NWA, that hip-hop group that stirred it up there on the West Coast. Him and the other crew, Eazy-E and all those guys, kind of broke onto the scene, and the rest is history with NWA. I don't need to get into their history and what they did for hip-hop. That's pretty much well-known. But, you know, Dr. Dre, that basically gave him as well as all the others, group members, a chance to go out and do other things. So Dr. Dre took advantage of that, went out and started Death Row, produced all those different artists on Death Row, moved away from Death Row, started a new label, just himself, on Interscope, and still doing that, but also decided to say, you know, decided to get into accessories, I'll call it, with Beats Music, selling the headphones, and now music streaming. So, as they say, straight out of Compton, Dr. Dre is doing it big time, because Beats is about to be bought by Apple. Yes, Apple Music. Or I should say Apple. I won't say Apple Music. But yes, Steve Jobs and company. I know Steve Jobs not leaving Apple anymore, but Steve Jobs, I don't think ever saw the time that he would jump in and purchase it. You know, this is big news because Apple really usually invents its own technology and new way of us kind of communicating or getting information or whatever the case may be. Well, this time they went out and decided to buy it because they didn't have it in their portfolio. So they're looking to buy Beats Electronics, which Dr. Dre is a part owner, for $3.2 billion. $3.2 billion. Big news. And not sure how much Dr. Dre is going to get out of that. But I'm sure it's going to be a very, very large sum that he's going to profit. And so I tip my hat. It's good seeing these young brothers and ladies in hip-hop doing their thing, doing the music. Okay, so that gives you an opportunity to acquire wealth, to really change and make your mark in hip-hop, but also doing some other things. It's not just about music. It's about other things in the culture. And, you know, Dr. Dre is, he's already left his mark how many times. So now it looks like he's going to do it on the Forbes list and be the first hip-hop billionaire. Man, that's big news. You know, we know that Diddy is up there. Russell Simmons, of course. I think Diddy comes in at $700 million. And I believe Dr. Dre will surpass him. So it is big news. And I'm happy that these brothers are being successful at what they like to do, create music and let, you know, for our enjoyment. So to complete the list, also on the list is Jay-Z. Looks like Jay-Z comes in at over $500 million. The Birdman. Yes, the Birdman, $160 million. And 50 Cent at $140 million. This is as of per Forbes list. So I don't know how accurate. I'm sure it's in the ballpark. The Dr. Dre right now, they list at $550 million. We'll see. Again, I'm not sure how much he's profiting directly. But I'm sure if he's not at a billion, he'll be very close to it when it's all said and done. So congrats, Dr. Dre, continue your hard work, and all of you. All of us have a dream to be successful in one thing or another. Well, as they say, it is all possible. Hard work, dedication, support of your family, friends. Yes, you will be successful in whatever you do. But you need that support. You can't do it all yourself. You need the help of others. So let us know. Let us know what you got cooking out there that you've been working on for a while and you need some support. We may be able to help you. Hit us up, lcandjack@gmail.com. I'd be interested to find out what some of our listeners out there are up to and what they have that they're going to unleash on all of us. Because the next big thing is right here. Someone is out there getting ready to either start it, it's already just about to, or it's already in the works, we're just not aware of it. So let us know. We'd be very happy to bring you on and talk about it and do what we can to support you. That's what it's all about. So we're going to take a brief pause for the cause. Your man LC on LC and Jack Radio Show.
What's up, world? It's your boy P. Frank Williams, producer, extraordinaire, BET Awards, American Gangster, Unsung, Plenty of Properties. I want to shout out my man LC and Jack for holding it down for hip-hop culture, for the universe, and keeping that radio wave alive and well, man. Shout out to you guys. Be safe and be black and strong. One love.
Hi, this is Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack Radio Show. Love you, boys.
We love you, too, Adina. We love you. So, my partner in crime is somewhere in the United States. It's just not in New York City. We'll see if he decides to make an appearance. But right now, your man LC is holding it down for the show. Yes, the show does continue to roll on. So I'd like to kind of pick up what we talked a little bit last week, and of course that was in regards to the big news. And big news regarding the NBA, the Clippers specifically, and Donald Sterling. And we won't go crazy into it, but like I said last week, I don't believe that this is, you know, going to go away anytime soon. And Mr. Sterling's basically confirmed that. There is, I believe he's leaked, I guess, and I don't know why he just doesn't come in front of cameras. I guess he just figures it'll be too much chaos. But he's been recording his feelings and thoughts on the situation, and he said he's not going to sell the team. He's not doing it. And what's more interesting, that his wife claims that she owns 50% of the team, which is like, wow. Now the commissioner, very taken back by this, is huddling up with the owners to decide what they want to do, figure out what's the next step in this whole process. But very, you know, as I said, this is not going away anytime soon. It's going to be chaos. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of positioning. Doc Rivers, and very interesting, you know, they asked Doc his thoughts on Donald Sterling's wife possibly being the new owner, and he said no comment. So this is every day this thing takes a new twist and turn. The NBA has someone that's going to be taking over day-to-day operations. They're calling him the CEO of the LA Clippers. You probably remember him for those that, you know, follow the stock market. You got money out there, and you know kind of what's going on with the major Fortune 500, I'll say. They have appointed Richard Parsons to be the CEO of the Clippers. And those people that know Dick Parsons, he used to run Time Warner. I want to say, going back probably 6-8 years ago. So he is a native of Brooklyn, 66 years old. And he is a man that has much experience and very qualified for the job. So congratulations to Dick Parsons. Hopefully he can come in and help stabilize the situation out there to the best of his ability. But the real change is going to happen, it looks like, in the courts and the NBA owners. You know, those are the guys that are going to kind of shape this and kind of either put this thing to bed through to a sale, new owner, period, or is Mrs. Sterling going to own the team? It looks like she's making a big push to keep it in the Sterling family. Is that what the NBA wants? I don't think anybody knows right now. But it's going to be very interesting how this thing continues to shape. And we'll see how the players react as the season continues, and hopefully they continue to the next round. And a bloodbath right now with Oklahoma going back and forth. So stay tuned. This will continue for the many months and continue maybe till sometime through the end of the year, and maybe a little bit longer into 2015 before this thing all shakes out. It's going to be a while, so stay tuned. More interesting things to come. I'd like to just give some shout-outs. Give a shout-out to, yes, all the people out there that support us. Or, yes, you, our listener, each and every week, I thank you. Do not take your support lightly. I'd like to thank, or I say a big shout-out to all those people out there that behind the scenes that you don't know that help this show continue. Big up to them. We'll get into all the names and all those people. And we'll give a big shout-out to the bread man who looks like won't make it this week, but it's been great in the show as we go into our fifth year on the air. That's right, 5 years. The many guests. And I'll go into this more here in a couple weeks. But many thanks to all of the guests over the years that's come on the show to give you insight and what they do and how they got to where they got, whether they're famous, whether they're out there looking to take their brand to the next level, to get to that superstar status, whatever that may be. So thanks again to all of you. Without you, there is no us. So big shout. And with that said, we're going to wrap the show this week. We thank you. Again, hit us up at lcandjack@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And if there's something we're missing, hit us up and we'll get on there as well. So without further ado, be blessed. Enjoy family and friends. Do not take them lightly. And we hope that you tune in next week for another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. Goodbye.